So that's what you look like. You're ugly. Horrible. Go on. Try your intellect on me. I'll see you in hell first.
All of your troops. He's firing.
He acted like he knew it.
He did. He learned almost too late that man is a feeling creature. And because of it, the greatest in the universe.
I'm not going to have any soul.
There is hope. But it has to come from man himself.
I have to go. I'm going to eat now. Hold on just a second.
Come on, let's tie it up, baby.
Hello, darling. It's me again, yours truly, Elvira. The gal with the enormous... ratings.
Well, that's our show.
I hope you enjoyed watching it as much as I did. Oh, boy, I mean, could you believe that cheesy-looking monster? Looked like Gumby on steroids. Well, at least the movie had a moral.
Well, where's the shrimp to for it?
Hey, does anybody know what that movie was about? I'll tell you what it was about. It was about an hour and a half too long. And don't forget, next week, it's the head with two things. The thing with two heads. And until then, this is Elvira, the gal who put the boob back in the boob tube, saying, unpleasant dream.
Got the news in 1 minute,
Karen. Very nice.
Hey, put me down, will
you? How do you expect me to fix your hair?
Oh, idiot.
Thanks, you guys.
Is there anything that could possibly shame you?
Yeah, wearing this in a public place might do it.
Get it, girlfriend.
You got your news and counting?
Elvira.
Not now, Rudy.
What is it? See that guy over there?
What, the lard bucket and the 10-gallon hat?
Yes, that's the station you own it.
From the edge of the sea to the end of the valley. You what? Ahead.
Shut up!
Relax.
This guy's a million laughs, okay? Mr. Hooter.
This is Elvira.
Name, sir, but the ladies back home call me Longhorn. Maybe you can guess why.
Gee, I don't know. Does it have anything to do with your breath?
Why don't we let this little filly get herself gussied up? And sooner I get in the saddle, the better.
Well, sorry, partner, but looks like it's going to be you and your trusty old right hand.
Sounds like you're looking to get yourself fired, little lady.
Oh, go ahead and fire me. I need this job like a leper needs a three-way mirror. It just so happens I have an act opening up in Las Vegas.
Well, terrific. You can try your act out on me. It's milking time.
That's it. I'm walking. I don't have to take this from anybody. And as for you, you freakless cowpoke.
Whoa. Somebody on the floor, get her out of there.
Within so much, 10 feet of me, and I'm going to tie your weenie in a granny knot.
You said she was a nympho.
Come on, will you? Not the ball game.
You can't quit.
What's the big deal? As soon as my show opens in Las Vegas, I'll never have to host one of those crapola horror movies again. There's no problem with the show, is there?
Problem? Complications, maybe, but never a problem.
All right, out with it, Manny.
Okay, the Flamingo won't go ahead with the show unless you come up with some money to help finance it.
Well, how much do they want?
$50,000.
$50,000? Are you nuts? Where am I going to come up with that kind of money?
Maybe it's not too late to get your job back.
Forget it, Manny. I am never working for that sleazeball again. I'll just have to find another sleazeball.
Telegram for Miss Elvira.
I'll take it. Dear Elvira, as executor of the estate of your great-aunt, Miss Morgana Talbot, I'm sorry to inform you of her untimely passing.
Whoa, I didn't even know I had a good aunt, much less a great one. Let me see that. It says here all I have to do is come to Falwell, Massachusetts for the reading of the will, and I'll pick up my inheritance. Is that timing or what?
And lastly, to my enchanting niece, Elvira, who has unflinchingly withstood the slings and arrows of an imperfect world without so much as a whimper or complaint, I bequeath my entire fortune.
Oh. Let's show Elvira exactly what she's inherited. Going to start with something that dreams are made of. A beautiful new sailboat. You're going to sail away in a sporty Sun Chaser 2 from Stark. And that's not all. When you're tired of sailing, you'll drive home in this brand new Jeep Wrangler.
I need one of those!
And you'll sit down to dinner at this beautiful 10-piece dining room suite from American Heritage. Top of all of that, money! Lots and lots of money!
Elvira, are you all right?
Go ahead and call the Flamingo, Manny. Tell him I'll have that 50 grand as soon as I get back from Massachusetts. Las Vegas, here I come. I gotta get a new joke. This one's costing me a fortune. Things will kill you.
Have a nice day.
If there ever comes a time I get my gun and I go wrong, and the
judge says I must die, cause the jury wants me gone.
Never will with them soup cans on your head.
Listen, young lady, I don't know who you are or where you came from, but you most certainly don't fit in this town. Why, you don't even fit in that dress.
Listen, sister, if I want your opinion, I'll beat it out of you.
Anita! Anita!
It's the Antichrist, I tell you, the Antichrist.
Now, can someone tell me where there's a garage around here?
Yeah, there's one right up the street.
Oh. Well, would one of you big, strong men mind giving me a little push? Easy, easy. Don't scratch the paint.
She's incredible.
And what I wouldn't do for just one peek at those gazelles.
They're unreal.
Oh, great. That means I'm stuck in this hellhole. I mean, this quaint little hellhole. Listen, is there a motel or something around here?
Well, there's the cozy cot down by the Widow Bishop's feed store. Of course, her son sort of took that over after she had that spell of gingivitis. Her whole mouth swole up. Looked like she had a box of staples. Folks were saying she got it from kissing that old dog of hers. Nice tits.
Sorry, we're booked solid. So how come it says vacancy out there?
Look, we do have a room. Remember the trucker with the bad skin that checked out this morning?
Ew, I hope you changed the sheets. Hi.
Is that makeup I see on your face, young lady?
No, ma'am. I mean, yes, ma'am. Well, just a little.
How many times have I told you? You're too young to wear makeup.
Now, Mother, I don't...
Shut up, Leslie.
But, Grandma, all the other girls at school are wearing makeup.
But if all the other girls at school jumped off a cliff, would you jump off a cliff?
Oh, right. What? Okay.
You don't have the sense that you were born with. You have...
I hate to interrupt this little episode of the Waltons, but could I get a room?
Okay, but it's cash up front. I know what you pinko, heavy metal weirdos do to motel rooms. Read all about it in the Star.
I'll show the lady to her room.
Oh, no, you don't.
him get you down? I used to get the same line about makeup from the nuns at the orphanage. Of course, I was only 8. I'm Elvira.
I'm Robin.
So, Robin, what's there to do for fun around here anyway?
This town isn't real big on fun.
Hmm.
Well, there is one place that's open, the bowling alley. Well, that gets real wild on league night.
Gee, I think I can handle it.
Oh, I am so sure. They must think we're really stupid. They're gonna kill Spider-Man with plutonium. He's got radioactive blood.
Yeah? Let me see that.
Hey, man, what are you doing that for?
Shut up. Look at me, just walked in.
Bloody Mary.
No hard liquor served past 8 o'clock. Do you want a virgin?
Maybe, but I'll have a couple of drinks first.
Hey, baby. I got something to show you.
Sorry, I left my magnifying glass at home.
That's pretty good. Billy, that is no way to talk to a lady. So, how about a blowjob? I bet you think that was pretty funny, don't you?
I enjoyed it.
Yeah? Well, you're gonna enjoy this even more.
I cut you, Meng.
Oh, she's stabbing!
Thanks, Yao.
Yeah?
Just well, this ain't fake,
baby, so stand still, because I'm gonna...
My name's Elvira, but you can call me tonight.
I'm Bob. Bob Redding. Pleased to meet you.
Look at this mess. Who the heck is gonna pay for it?
It's all right, Patty. I'll take care of the damages.
Seems to me it's all this cheap little tart's fault.
Cheap? Who are you calling cheap? What's that perfume you're wearing, catch of the day?
Look, honey, I don't know which hole you crawled out of, but I suggest you crawl right back in if you know what's good for you.
Yeah, yeah. You better watch out. You could put some of these eyes out with them things.
We better go.
It looks like you've got some competition, Patty.
Charlie, trash does not compete with class.
Right down the street, at the Cozy Cot.
Oh. So what brought you to Falwell?
My car. No, really, I'm here for the reading of my great-aunt Morgana's will.
Morgana Talbot? She's your aunt?
Yeah, that came as a surprise to me, too.
I never really knew her, but I sure admired her spunk. She never caved in the way everybody else in this town has. Well, I don't want to bore you with local politics.
Go ahead. Bore me.
Okay. We've got this town council that lives in mortal fear that somewhere, somehow, somebody in Falwell is having a good time.
Oh, a bunch of real preservatives, huh?
Oh, I run the movie house.
Oh, really? I'm in movies, too. Have you ever shown, I Married Satan?
No.
How about the sequel, I Married Satan, too?
No. I can only play G-rated movies.
Oh, well, I mean, there's nothing wrong with G-rated movies as long as there's lots of sex and violence. Hey, listen, Bob, I'm only going to be in town for a couple of days, and I can't think of anyone who I'd rather squeeze into my agenda.
Gee, that'd be swell.
sister down. Your sister was like a mother to me.
She was a mother to me too, dear. Well, now that we've dispensed with the obligatory display of bereavement, you may begin the proceedings, Mr. Bigelow.
It was Mrs. Talbot's wish to have all of her relatives present for the reading of the will.
All of her relatives are present. Me, myself, and I.
Apparently Mrs. Talbot has a grandniece, Elvira, who was also one of the beneficiaries.
But that's impossible. Who is this grandniece?
Hey, guys. Sorry I'm late, but then so's my aunt.
Hey, what's she die of? Nothing serious, I hope. Say, nice jacket. Who shot the couch? Hey, is there a bathroom around here? I'm telling you, that toilet over the cozy cot looks like somebody's science project.
Who is this woman?
This must be Mrs. Talbot's grandniece. Elvira, this is your great aunt's brother, Vincent Talbot.
She was my aunt. And you're her brother, then you must be my Uncle Vinny.
Get this woman off of me.
Oh, and you must be Auntie Em and Uncle Remus. Oh, there's no place like home. There's no place like home.
Hurry up, Bigelow. Let's get on with it.
Yeah, really. Let's get going before somebody else dies.
This is the certified and only last will and testament of the deceased, Morgana Talbot. To my housekeeper, Mrs. Morrissey, for years of loyalty and devotion, I leave my silver tea service and a cash allotment of $5,000.
Oh, no. Hey, babe, what you whining about? You made out like a bandit.
To Mr. Morrissey, my driver, I leave my automobile and an allotment of $5,000.
Whoa, dude, $10,000 just for the help? That old gal must have really been loaded. Oh, I mean, dear sweet Aunt Morgana certainly was generous. What's to say about me? What'd I get?
To my grandniece, Elvira.
Come on, lay it on me, Aunt Morgana. Big bucks.
I bequeath my house, my beloved poodle, Algonquin, and my precious book of recipes.
That's it? A house, a dog, and a book?
Please, if you will allow me to finish. And finally, to my dear brother Vincent, I leave the rest of my estate and holdings, of which there is none.
Where's the cash? Where's the furniture? Where's Bob Eubanks?
He wasn't mentioned.
I don't get it, man. Boss, what's so important about a dumb recipe book?
That dumb recipe book contains more power than your feeble little minds can ever imagine. And it rightfully belongs to me. I must have that book.
Great, just what I need, a house. I need a house of Falwell like I need a padded bra. I can't live here. I'll go crazy, I tell you.
May I offer you a ride?
Buzz off, creep. I'm not in the mood. Oh, it's you, Uncle Vinny.
Yes. Uncle Vinny, I must apologize for my behavior in the office. It's just that your appearance was a bit of a shock to me.
It's okay. My appearance is kind of a shock to everybody.
Yes, well, as you may have surmised, my sister and I, well, let's just say we had our differences.
Yeah, I guess. You really got shafted. Look, I'll tell you what, Uncle Vinny. I'll share my inheritance with you. You can have the dog.
No, thank you. But I would be interested in acquiring that recipe book. You know, for sentimental reasons. I'd be willing to pay you, say, $50.
Yeah, sure, I'll do it for $50. Oh. Vinny, you got yourself a cookbook. That lawyer guy's taking me over to the house, so you can pick it up there later.
Fine, I'll see you there.
Don't forget to bring the cash.
Drive.
If one of those bottles should happen to fall, none yet. Oh, we're here. Hey, this place ain't half bad. Bet you could get a bundle for it.
Yes, you could.
but your house is over there.
I just wanted to thank you for that generous donation you made to the Morality Club.
You're quite welcome.
You know, as I always say, morals aren't cheap. And speaking of cheap, a little birdie told me that that Elvira woman is related to you. Now, not that it's any of my business, but then, of course, everything is.
Believe me, I'm as anxious to get rid of her as you are.
Oh, good. You know, because someone like that comes to town, the next thing you know, they're teaching sex education in the schools and they're passing out condoms to kindergartners. You remember when those swarthy fellows...
She won't be with us very long.
Oh. Well, I know I'm needed somewhere. Chastity pariah can do. Bye now.
Careful. Some of the boards will lose.
What a dump.
Like I said, the house needs a little something.
Yeah, like a wrecking ball.
I think I'll go. Relax, you.
Here, doggy, go on. Go chase us into the street. I can't stand Nelly little dogs. Boy, if my aunt wasn't dead, I'd kill her. Sorry, Aunt Morgana. Just kidding.
Here's the rest of your inheritance. Your great aunt's recipe book.
Oh, yeah, some inheritance. Well, at least I'm getting $50 for it. Say, how much you think I could get for this place?
Well, even though the house is in disrepair, it is in a prime location. I'd venture to say you could get $70,000.
70 grand?
Maybe more, but we're fixed up. Would you be interested in selling?
Does a chicken have a pecker? Of course I'm interested. Now, what am I going to do with you?
That's more like it, Algonquin. Algonquin. What a sissy name. What do I call you?
I know. Gonk. How do you like that?
Yeah, hold your horses.
Hi, Uncle Vinny. You're here for the book, right? Come on in. Oh, can I make you a cup of tea or something?
I wouldn't want to put you to any trouble.
Good point.
I can't stay very long anyway.
Say, you wouldn't want to buy a house, would you?
I'm afraid not.
I'll sell it to you really cheap.
No, thank you.
Vinny, they don't make houses like this anymore. I mean, look at that detailing. Look at the craftsmanship. What would you pay for a house like this? Don't answer, because you not only get a house, if you act right now, you also get all this beautiful furniture. Now what would you pay? I'm telling you, it's a jewel box, a gem, a love hutch for two. I'd bend over backwards to make you a deal. I'll bend over forwards. Why, I'd stand on my head and eat a bug.
No! Just the book.
Okay, I mean, if you're gonna get crabby about it. Weird. I would have sworn the book was just on that table.
You promised me that book.
Hey, don't get your panties in a bunch. You didn't just walk away. I'm sure it'll turn up.
Yes! Of course it will. Forgive me.
Thinks he's a pit bull. Good thing I'm not going to be here very long. Neighbors would never get any sleep.
It's about time, doofus. Did you bring the camera?
Do I look like an idiot?
You really want me to answer that?
Shut up, the guy. She's going to hear us.
mirror, mirror, on the wall. Who's the most drop-dead gorgeous one of all? Oh, you're just saying that.
Boys got someplace else to hang around.
We heard you might need a little help fixing up the place.
That's very thoughtful, but why don't you come back when the light's better? Good night.
You blew it!
Did you see those gazongas?
Some. I got it.
All right!
All right!
Yeah.
Hi, Elvira.
Hi.
Oh, hi, you're here.
Richard's folks run the hardware store, and we got lots of paint.
Oh, gee, too bad they done on the bank. I'll be right down.
Let's do it!
You know you make me wanna kick my heels up the shelf, throw my hands up the shelf, throw my hands up.
Hey, Elvira, we got us a couple more volunteers.
Great, just grab a tool and start banging.
Yeah, sure.
Young lady! Robin Meeker, what in the name of are you doing here? You all gonna pay me?
Robin!
I'm gonna find out about this young lady.
Robin!
You come over here. When you're gonna learn to do what you're told. If you don't learn to do what you're told, you're gonna end up on the street.
You know you make me wanna shout. Let my hair up and shout. Throw my hands back and shout. Come on! You know you make me want to shout.
I tell you, I nearly died. There she was, parading around in clothes that couldn't keep a titmouse dry in a drizzle. I mean, it was next to nothing.
I'd say it was next to plenty.
And she had half the teenagers in town writhing around to that jungle music.
And this morning, on my regular tour of the boys' lavatory, I confiscated this. I'll be making the announcement this afternoon. Henceforth, all students will be subject to immediate expulsion if they are found in the company of that floozy.
Please, I don't think we need to resort to name-calling. I think what Calvin is trying to say is that this Elvira is a person of easy virtue, a purveyor of pulchritude, a one-woman Sodom and Gomorrah, if you will, a slimy, slithering succubus, a concubine, a streetwalker, a tramp, a slut, a cheap whore!
She'll be nothing but a bad dream just as soon as she sells that property. An open house has already been planned for tomorrow.
But what if she decides not to sell? What if she decides to settle here?
Well, if she's morally unfit, then we have every right to do anything we can to get her out of this town. Are we agreed?
Absolutely. Here, here.
Maybe we're not being entirely objective about this.
Shut up, Leslie!
Then it's unanimous.
Harold Blotter, Falwell Real Estate.
Why, I sure hope you got a buyer.
I haven't had so much as a looky-loo.
Don't worry. I have some wealthy investor friends who'd buy this house in a minute. That is, if you play your cards right.
Oh, honey, I'd do anything to get rid of this rat trap.
That's what I like, a motivated seller. It's all a matter of technique. For starters, let's try and set the proper mood.
Oh, good idea. I mean, the less they see, the better.
Ben, it's simply a matter of getting close to the buyer. Tell him all about potential appreciation and guide him through every nook and cranny. Slowly unveil everything from the balcony to the basement, one area at a time. Then, when he's so enthralled, he's ready to burst. You clinch the deal! Ah, ow! You'll be sorry! You'll never sell this place without me!
Just because this house is up for grabs doesn't mean I am.
Get back! Get out of here!
She says, I've got the flamingo breathing down my neck to cough up the dough to hold that showroom.
You're telling me to calm down?
I told y'all, come up with the money. Heck, I was just 6 inches from selling this house today.
Look, kid, you better get that money here pronto or you're through. Do you hear me? The only showroom you'll see in Vegas will have Toyotas in it.
Looking for a job?
Book upstairs, but I found these panties. Try one. They're edible.
Now keep looking.
Excuses, excuses. We turned the place inside out.
Yeah, and tell him about the dog. Well, it must have been the size of a water buffalo.
Quiet! Now, listen to me very carefully. I want you to go to the courthouse and remove all the records of the town ordinances and bring them back to me. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then get out!
Oh, my gosh. Elvira, I'm sorry. Are you all right?
Yeah, I think so.
How's your head?
I haven't had any complaints yet.
Excuse me?
Oh, I think I'll live. Believe me, it's not the worst thing that's happened to me today. I mean, every place in this town and no one will give me a job. It's like it's a conspiracy or something.
You know what your problem is? Chastity pariah.
Ooh, I thought that cleared up.
No, chastity pariah. She's the old biddy. She's got the whole town turned against you.
Oh, swell. So now no one will hire me, and I'm flat busted. I'm broke.
I'd hire you if I could, but I'm barely making enough money to stay in business as it is.
Duh, I'm not surprised. I mean, who wants to pay to see some quack making duck calls? And besides that, Bob, you got an extra E in matinee.
No, I don't. That's how you spell it.
Bob, I'm in show business. I think I know how to spell matinee. Let me try. Get switch!
I guess I better get back to work. Matinee's gonna start soon.
Oh, yeah, I can see the crowds lining up now. Bobby, baby, you are gonna go broke showing turkeys like these.
You got a better idea?
Just so happens that I have some of the classic films of all time in the trunk of my car. As a matter of fact...
Lasciami rocpa aikmiren, somnum recto hares more. He who holds the book of sight, when the moon is drained of all its light, will then be ruler of the night, master of the dark. The lunar eclipse, Morgana, is less than a week away. When the moon is drained of all its light, nothing you can do. You're dead, and I'm not.
Oh, there you are. I have been looking all over for you guys.
You are not going to believe the good news. Yours truly is hosting a special midnight screening at Fobbs Theater of one of the worst movies ever made. I mean, it is bad. You know, like, bad as in bad. Like, I'm bad, Jamal, you know it. Hey, what is this? The invasion of the body snatchers? 2 days ago, we were bosom buddies.
It's the principal.
Hey, you're darn right, it's a principal. Friends ought to stick together.
No, I mean the principal, Mr. Cobb.
You'd kill us if we went to your show. Not to mention our parents.
Kill your parents, too?
No, our parents would never let us stay out that late.
Oh, I see. Well, last thing I want to do is get you guys in any trouble. I mean, so what if it blows my only chance at making a living? I mean, that's not your problem. And if I get so depressed, I wind up hanging myself in the oven. Hey, those are the brakes. But if they ever ask about me, tell them I was more than just a great set of boobs. I was also an incredible pair of legs. And tell them that I never turned down a friend. I never turned down a stranger, for that matter. And tell them that when all is said and done, I only ask that people remember me by two simple words. Any two, as long as they're simple.
If we all decide to help Elvira, what can Cobb do?
He can expel us all.
I don't know about the rest of you, but I'll be there.
Me too. Count on me.
We're sorry, Elvira.
We'll all come to your show.
Great. 12 o'clock sharp. Be there or be square.
All right, 12:30, my old man's out watching the better place.
What is it?
Back in trouble. Let's go back.
You really like it?
Yeah.
Elvira, where do you want this?
Just right up there.
Okay.
What's the bucket for?
Didn't I tell you? Oh, it's so cool. This is the part that I ripped off, that was inspired by Flashdance. I reach up, I pull this rope, and my entire body is covered in gold glitter. Could you die?
Oh, all right.
Oh, really, I'm telling you, that's a guaranteed standing ovulation. Italian. I wind up making a great marinara sauce.
Robin? Is that
you?
Oh, this is where the heroin gets grabbed by the commandos. I can't look! So bad that Smith is about to start throwing rotten people at the screen. Okay, so there's a move because the death is yet to come. Ladies and Dobermen, it's time for the grand finale! Humiliated in my entire life. Oh, just wait till I get my hands on that Patty. I'm gonna rip every single bleach blonde hair out of her scalp, gouge out her eyeballs, and use her head for a bowling ball. I'm telling you, they are not gonna get away with it. The barf bag Chastity blacklisted me out of a job, and that sleazoid of a high school principal turning all the kids against me. And that bench-sniffing real estate lech trying to get his commission in the sack. I'll get even with every one of them if it's the last thing I do!
What's that perfume you're wearing?
Super unleaded. Don't smoke. Well, here's to my big opening. I mean, forget it. Don't you kids think it's past your bedtime?
Heck no, I'm not tired. Ouch!
It is getting awfully late.
Yeah, we better be going.
Yep, well, see you dudes tomorrow. Darn recipe book. Let's get into there.
Oh, that reminds me, I'm starving.
Me too.
Let's go get something to eat. There's an all-night truck stop out on the interstate.
No, Bob. I've got a better idea. Why don't you set the table while I see what I can whip up in the kitchen? My aunt sure had lousy penmanship. Can't read a word of this stuff. Looks like it was written in some kind of foreign language or something. Hey, wait, look at this. Adrakocoserol. Coserol. Oh, casserole. That sounds good. Okay, let's see, what does it say here? One Edrazeba? Wonder where she keeps Edrazeba around here. Wow, this is some spice rack. Trimazole. Calimbra. Blow the rocks. Oh, here it is. Edrazeba. One Edrazeba. Okay, one half Falemgra. Ugh, oh, looks like Falemgra went bad. I don't know, it says it's good till June of next year. What the heck? I got cast iron stomach. Okay, then let's see. 2 to 3 gulitra, gulitra. La, 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 la. Let's see, 1 quota rocks. Doesn't smell too bad. It looks like cock-a-doo-doo. Much better. It's soup.
Smells great. What is it?
Oh, just a little something I conjured up.
Oh. Allow me.
Thank you. I hope you're hungry, because here's dinner. For the main course.
Where'd you learn how to cook?
I didn't. I just followed the directions in my aunt's gonk. What are you doing? Give me that cookbook. Gonk. Gonk. Gonk, you get back here right now or you are grounded for 1 week. Gonk.
Gonk, come here.
Deja vu. Gonk. Gonk, are you in here? Gonk. You are a very bad, bad dog. Yuck, you smothered all over it. Now what do you want?
I think he wants you to open the trunk.
Why didn't you just say so?
Wow, look at all this cool junk. This could be you, Gonk. Ew, I think I used to go out with this guy.
Take a look at this.
Think it's for me?
Go ahead, open it.
You open it.
Dearest Elvira, for all these years, I protected you from the truth, but the time has now come when your only protection is the truth.
Say what? Let me see this. Your mother, Devana, was an extraordinary woman. She was the true mistress of the dark, but her power did not go unchallenged.
For 300 years, your great uncle Vincent coveted her dominion.
300? God, I hope I look that good when I'm that old.
He would have destroyed you as he did her had I not sent you away. I left you with all the power you would need to protect yourself and entrusted you to my loyal familiar.
What's that about a familiar?
Bob, haven't you ever seen any old Roger Corman movies? Every witch has one. They're like a pet that can change into almost anything. Where was I? Oh, yeah. But it wasn't you alone that I sought to protect. It was the book that contained your mother's magic.
Our enemy is a formidable one. Protect the book, Elvira. And above all, keep it from Vincent. When the moon falls under the earth's shadow, remember, you carry the power with you. Your loving aunt, Morgana.
Too macabre. I mean, like, I knew I was different, but I didn't think I was quite that different. God, no wonder Vinny had such a spaz attack when I couldn't find the book.
Yeah, and you heard what your aunt said. He can't get his hands on it.
No way he's getting it now. And here I am knocking myself out to make a living as a horror hostess when I'm actually descended from, like, a major metaphysical celebrity. Oh, man. All I have to do is just find the right spell, and I can make the money I need for Vegas. I mean, really make the money.
I don't think you should go fooling with that book again.
Wait, look, Bob, here it is. Sells Bariki Moolah. That's exactly what I need, lots of moolah. Okay. Sells Bariki Moolah Sheen.
You know, Vira, I don't think...
Passera Blockdom Kesra Flow. It's working, Bob. It's working. Bob, are you still here?
Right here.
What is this? Oh, why, Bob. You know, Bob, I may be wrong, but I think that might have been a love spell.
Really?
Oh, Bob. Bob. Oh. Hold me, Bob. Hold me.
A great success.
Yes, I think it's something we can all be proud of me for. Come and get it! Ooh, now, you children, you're acting like wild animals. Get to the end of the line now. It all looks so good. I can't remember when I've been this hungry. Melody, I see you've made your famous tic-tac pie.
Oh, Bob.
Bob, what are you doing? You scared the hell out of me.
What's going on?
Let's just say I'm settling the score.
Oh, no.
Well, it is a potluck. And believe me, when they open that pot, they're going to need all the luck they can get.
I don't believe I've had any of this.
Revenge is better than Christmas. I don't get it. What happened?
Looks like some sort of casserole.
This is marvelous. I must get this recipe.
Oh, shoot. Must have screwed it up when I substituted the Falengra with some hamburger helper.
Oh, yes. Thank you for my drink. There.
I feel a little odd.
Suddenly, it's very warm.
Where did you learn how to make it?
Oh, it's just an old family recipe.
All right. I'll give you $500 for the book.
What do I look like? I just fell off the tuna truck? The deal's off, Uncle.
You think you're pretty clever, don't you? Well, mark my words. I'll get you and your little dog, too.
Again.
Do you always wear the same dress?
No. Sometimes I like to wear something low-cut and sexy.
Well, I guess in your business it pays to advertise.
Come here, bub. Let me show you how a real woman does it.
Excuse me.
You all saw him. He attacked me in broad daylight, and he had his way with me.
Me? I barely got away with my life.
You could have worn out a mechanical bull.
Ooh, you're not going to get away with this, you sex-addled maniac. I demand that the council remove this pervert.
I never laid a hand on those sheep, so help me.
Calvin was the one who was painting everybody with apple butter. I was just an innocent onlicker.
Oh, I didn't know such thing. That wasn't it. Silence!
Don't you see? You're playing right into her hands. It's Elvira who is responsible for all this.
Of course. I should have known it was that little harlot.
We ought to ride her out of town on a big fat rail.
She might enjoy that too much.
There is a much more satisfactory solution. We can have her arrested.
Arrested? On what charges?
It so happens that there is a law on the books that dates back to the Salem trials. It specifically forbids, and I quote, any townsperson from practicing the ancient arts of spell casting, demonology, alchemy, and conjuration. The charge, my fellow council members, is witchcraft.
Down in there.
Hey, I've seen a people's court. I'm entitled one phone call and a strip search.
Well, there's a payphone right across the street. What's the matter? You forget where you put your broom?
Listen, fatso, if I had a broom, I know exactly where I'd put it.
Oh, this is swell. I can just hear Manny now. Hello, Vegas. We got a slight crimp in the plans for the show. Yeah, the star was burned at the stake.
Elvira. Great news. I got you the best lawyer in the county. He'll be here first thing in the morning.
Bob, in the morning? First thing in the morning, I'll be able to fit in an ashtray. I gotta get me out of here.
But how?
The book. It's my only chance. Quick, run to the house and get it.
Okay.
Oh, and Bob, wait.
What?
I hid it under the floorboard in the living room.
Okay.
Oh, and Bob!
What?
Hurry! Hey, Mo! Get down, Mo!
About. I'm the one getting barbecued.
Oh, sorry. In the 60s. Thank goodness, Padre.
I am here to save you, my child.
At last, someone who could talk some sense into these people.
Lord, save this wretched creature's soul, even though her creamy white flesh will burn and sizzle.
Well, isn't that convenient?
Thanks for trying.
trying, you guys.
Elvira!
Gonk? Is that you, boy? Good work, Gonk.
Burn the witch!
Do you smoke?
Guess we'll find out soon enough. I left my oven on. I'll just be a minute.
Any last words?
Just one.
And now, by the power vested in me, by the sovereign state of Massachusetts, I do hereby pronounce sentence on Elvira the prisoner. Death by fire!
Hold it, Sheriff. What you're doing is wrong.
Patty?
It'll catch faster if you light it in several places.
Patty, no! Every year. Burn in hell, witch. Patty! Bye, kids. It's been swell. Just send my ashes to Las Vegas.
Let me through! Elvira!
Hi, Bob.
Patty! You're not a very nice person.
Remember.
Are you all right? Look, the lunar eclipse. Remember your aunt's letter? When the moon falls under the Earth's shadow.
Yeah, so?
Vincent's got the book.
Vincent, remember us. We're on your side.
swine.
Stay back.
Amulet could not protect your mother, and it won't save you. Caldozar, Ipsule.
Huh, so you want to play rough, eh? Well, take this!
Escape me, daughter of Tifana. I shall destroy you as I did her.
You looking for me?
Did you think you could stop me with your toys?
No, but I figured it'd be worth a shot. Look! Sure, I can dig it. I'm cool, bro. You know what it is, where it's at.
I'll show you where it's at.
First.
the power with you.
Insurance guys say.
My policy doesn't cover acts of demons.
Well, at least you still got the ring.
Yeah, but the only thing I can get it to do anymore is look cheap.
Gosh, Elvira, I'm sorry. I know you had your heart set on playing Las Vegas.
Just not the kind of girl whose dreams come true. Do better on nightmares.
I wish there was something I could do.
Yeah, don't worry about me, Bob. I'm like fake fruit. I don't bruise that easy. Uh-oh. Here comes the lynch mob.
Hey, take it easy, I'm leaving.
We don't want you to go.
No.
This is our way of saying we were wrong about you, and we're sorry.
Elvira, you're the best thing that ever happened to our town.
Uh-huh. You've touched a part of my son that nobody's ever touched before.
I wish.
As long as you're in Fallwell, you will always have a free room at the Cozy Cot.
Now, wait just a minute, Leslie.
Shut up, you old bag.
Well, I finally got it running.
Great. At least now I'll have a place to live. But I still don't know how I'm going to pay you for it.
Don't worry. We'll work out something.
Elvira.
I'm sorry that I set you on fire and everything, and I hope there are no hard feelings.
Don't worry. She's bigger than that.
Yeah. A lot bigger.
Elvira, I've got some important papers that you're going to have to sign. With your uncle gone, you're the only heir to his estate.
I am?
Not an inconsiderable one at that.
Las Vegas.
Elvira, that's fantastic.
Las Vegas. Las Vegas.
Elvira?
Las Vegas.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Flamingo Hotel is proud to present the Mistress of the Dark, Elvira.
I've always dreamed of doing this, and now I've got my chance. So excuse me while I indulge myself in a little song and dance.
unpleasant dreams.